Welcome back to JR Morning. As Detroit gears up for the holidays, Michigan Central once again transforming into a festive destination with its Winter at the Station celebration. Running now through December 28th, the historic landmark is hosting special programming, extended shopping hours, and a spotlight on local makers during Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Joining us to talk about what visitors can expect and how local businesses are being lifted up during the season is Rohani Fuchs of Neighbor X Folk at Michigan Central. Rohani, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So Michigan Central is completely transformed for winter at the station. Like when you walk into the building right now, what's the atmosphere like? I'm wondering because this is really, something different, and it's great to have it in downtown Detroit.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. The station's had a beautiful glow up this holiday season, making it a really warm and inviting space for a family and family friendly outing for all.
So I've been to Michigan Central. What is different now for winter at the station?
Yeah, so we've got some really exciting community programming happening at the station at Michigan Central this year. Starting this Friday, Yellow Light, the shop at Michigan Central and Neighbor by Folk will be open 7 days a week, 10 till 5. This Friday and Saturday, we're actually keeping the doors open later until 10 p.m. on Friday and 9 p.m. on Saturday. We've got live music, seasonal drinks, and tasty treats. Additionally, this holiday season, Neighbor by Folk has teamed up with Michigan Central to celebrate local Detroit small businesses with a Small Business Weekend Makers Market. So this Saturday, Sunday, starting at 10 a.m., you'll find beautiful holiday favorites like seasonal florals and evergreen arrangements by Wildscape Floral, along with other local artisans located inside of the Grand Hall, which is a really unique experience for all to come out and see. You'll find handcrafted candles, ceramics, jams, spices, body care, and locally designed puzzles, and a whole lot more.
So tell us how you're blending this Aussie-inspired hospitality. I feel like you've got firsthand experience.
We like to make it fun. We like to make it warm and inviting, and Michigan Central has certainly done that this year. It's such a beautiful, inviting space, and we're really looking forward to welcoming the entire community in to enjoy the festive season with us.
You know, I know one thing people love about this event is, the general access to the station is free every day. How intentional was that?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's, it is a space for the community. And like I said, we're definitely excited to invite people in, and we want people to come out and enjoy the space, feel comfortable, get warm, get cozy, and support local.
What about kid friendly? Can my 3-year-old make an appearance?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely kid-friendly. Throughout December, there'll actually be some family-friendly movies showcased on the big screen. We've got snacks like gelato by Memento, donuts, coffee for the adults, adult beverages, non-alcoholic beverages, lots going on for a family-friendly event.
Rohani Fuchs of Neighbor X Folk at Michigan Central, I appreciate you being here, and you got me when you said adult beverages, so
absolutely.
We'll see you down at Michigan Central. Thank you so much.
We'll be there. Thank you.
Possibly Sunday, December 14th, showing Frozen 2 with the adult beverages. We're in.
Yeah, that's it. That's a day right there. I love what they're doing at Michigan Central because, you get a lot of the local flair. Right. In such a, beautiful, newly renovated space. It's wonderful what they're doing.
Well, and the artists and artisans they're bringing in where you can shop are like they're specifically curated. So it's either like a Detroiter or it's like makes sense for Detroit. And so those are unique gifts for the people that have everything.
Well, that's exactly right, because you can go get cool, unique stuff that you can't just buy at
at the mall. But what really stands out to me when it comes to Michigan Central, that was the symbol of Detroit's decline for years, the Michigan Central. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we had bankruptcy, and the city filed for bankruptcy, that picture was on every paper across the country, the Michigan Central Depot all messed up. Now look at it now. And I know the mayor said he was going to invite all those reporters who wrote those stories back here to see Michigan Central. I don't think they've been back because they don't want to see it, how great it is now. It's great down there. Corktown is coming alive.
Yeah. I think there's been a lot of actually not retractions, but flowers given.
I mean, there's a lot of stories about Detroit. Like, they've been named New York Times. They've been named in the European paper or whatever.
US
we had that
Travel
before.
World Report.
To come visit Detroit. So maybe not those people per se, Lloyd.
Yes.
But people know about
getting
Detroit.
A lot of, we've been getting a lot of props, but, you know, about the city. I just think specific props about that building that they talked about all the time. Yeah. You know, during the decline.
Yeah, I mean, what makes it so contrast is because of the decline.
Yeah.
Because of where Detroit was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, dilapidated, a mess. I mean, you had the
riverfront was
non-existent.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when the Super Bowl was here in, 2009, six?
When the Steelers won it.
I mean, you had the facade
of. She had to remind us of that. Yeah, okay.
I was going to whistle past that graveyard, but.
2009 is when the Penguins won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we don't have to go there either. but yes, I mean, we've come a long, long way.
Yeah.
A long way.
They were painting pictures of people's faces on the windows.
Right.
During the Super Bowl.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was like a North Korean market. None of it was real.
No, it wasn't.
But you had to make it as good as you could.
Yeah.
So.
Did you guys see Chauncey Billups yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming out of court?
Going into court and out of court.
Uh-huh.
That's how we saw Chauncey Billups. Federal court in Brooklyn. He pleaded not guilty, released on $5 million bond secured by his home. His wife and daughter had to sign the bond document. He had to surrender his passport. He can't travel. He has to report financial transactions. And he appeared alongside 30 other defendants in the Eastern District's courtroom to face these charges of high-stakes poker games operated by mafia figures. How did we get here?
I know. You're innocent to proven guilty, but it's just not 6'3", Chauncey, not him.
Yeah, well, this is a multi-year investigation. 11 states are involved.
That's how I want to remember him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the guy who's in the rafters.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Shot.
It's a shame. And I will say, I'm a little skeptical only because, particularly because of the Diddy trial.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where, like, you bring RICO charges, you got them. They didn't get them. So, like, I'm questioning what they have here. And again, like, a lot of times these athletes, these coaches, big-time stuff, like, they get paid to attend things.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the draw, but they didn't know everything was rigged and these, you know, the mafia was raking in all this money, I don't know, we'll see.
Just a fall from grace from Pistons lore, Portland Trail Blazers coach. We'll have to follow that along. All right, let's talk about James Comey and Mark Kelly at 8:05.